Sometimes I will tease my clients. What would your mother or father have done had you talked to them the way this child is talking to you? Often I hear, oh, no, I didn't talk to my mother that way. And if I'm talking to a woman, I'll say, why not? You were a 13-year-old girl once. If 13-year-old girls are so automatically developmentally obnoxious, why weren't you? Well, I may have felt like it, but I didn't do it very often. Why not? Well, I just knew. You knew what? Something bad would happen. What? I don't know. Why don't you know? I never did it. Why didn't you do it? Something bad would happen. What? I don't know. Why don't you know? It never happened. Why? I never did it. Why didn't you do it? Something bad would happen. What? I don't know. Who's on first? I don't know. Third base! It is an Abbott and Costello routine. But it speaks of something I have struggled with for eons. I'm that old. What is going on out there that so many parents will tell me, I never dreamed of doing that with my mother. I wouldn't. I never thought. No, there's no way I would have rolled my eyes at my dad. Oh, when I was put to bed, I stayed in bed. I didn't get up. I didn't make it into a three-year battle. Oh, no, we went to church. I knew I better behave. Now, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. Were our parents better educated? They all have PhDs. I dare say if they did, it would have hurt them in the common sense raising of children. Were they more resourceful? They have more money? Did they have to work less hard at life? Now, the answers to these are no, no, and no. By and large, our parents had less education than we do, less resources, more kids. Well, maybe not than some of you. Some of you are probably dwarfing your own parents in the number of children. But as a rule in the culture, we have far less children than two generations ago, a generation ago. So what is going on out there? Were they more skilled? Did they read more parenting books? No, virtually none of our parents read parenting books. And weren't even around all that much. Not the parents, the parenting books. So what is happening that so many of our children will challenge us, will mistreat us, will argue with us, will debate us, will push on us in ways we never would have dreamt of doing to our own parents? In the words of Fiddler on the Roof, which I will change here, perception! It's perception. Somehow, some way, we perceived that our parents had authority. Somehow, some way, unspoken, a bulk of us, perhaps most of us, looked at our own parents from a very, very early age and realized, don't go there. Was it because they had belts ready and paddles ready and they slapped us and spanked us and did everything they could to us 25 times a week? No, most of us will say, I don't remember even being spanked much by my dad. No, I remember my parents could just look at me and say, I'm so disappointed in you, and that was enough to stop me. Now, were we all easy to raise children? Chastities and Oxfords and Angelicas and faith and hopes and flower petals? No, we were kids. What was it? Perception! It's perception. Unspoken, confident resolve on the part of many of our parents, which was, I'm the authority, I will act. You can know I will act. There's no doubt in your mind I will act. And this was a message that came across when we were 1 and 2 and 3 years of age. And as a result, once it became established it wasn't necessary to continue to recapture it because it was there. We don't have that as parents now, as a group. We don't. We are challengeable. We are negotiable. We are argumentativeable. Still dealing with neologisms here. As a result, our kids are much more likely to push us than we did our own parents, even though our own parents probably weren't as quote-unquote enlightened parenting savvy as we are. Well, you want a classic example of this? Use a classroom. The vast majority of our kids are far better behaved for teachers than they are for us. Teachers don't have a fraction of our authority. Realistically speaking, the average teacher can't do a fraction of what a parent can do to assert authority. But yet, for several hours a day, the kids are better behaved for the teacher. Perception! Perception! I view that person as less challengeable. In my mind, I saw my mom and my dad as someone that were willing to act. Somebody's that were willing to act and do something about it, even though, and here's the irony, even though they probably disciplined far less than today's parent. The power of perception is overwhelming. That's why I will tell parents, get it early. Establish it at age 2, 3, and 4, and you will have to do a fraction of the effort that you would have otherwise had to have done to try to recapture your authority when the kid's 6, 8, 12, and 15. Much, much harder to recapture authority than it is to establish it. Because when you establish it, you cement a perception in the child's head that this person who loves me, who is my parent, is also someone that I wouldn't even think of doing that to or against. Perception. It is a powerful force in human relations. If we perceive that someone has authority, whether they do or whether they don't, we are less likely to challenge that perceived authority. And then by extension, in fact, their authority is real.